Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Dad, are any of these movies good?
Worst episode ever.
I see a lot of films. I love all of them.
Your job is to rate movies on a scale from good to excellent.
Hated it.
It's Friday when we talk about films. Kristen Meinzer joins us, culture producer for The Takeaway, co-host of the Movie Date podcast with Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, and co-host of the Movie Date podcast. Welcome, fellows.
Hey.
Hi, John.
Fellows
and girl. let's take you right to Mad Max Fury Road.
How do you know this place even exists?
I was born there.
So why'd you leave?
I didn't. I was taken as a child. Stolen.
Much bigger than the original Mad Max, much more fun than the original Mad Max, Rafer?
Well, yeah, the original Mad Max was a pretty angry film. My favorite of the series is, of course, The Road Warrior. That's the iconic movie to me. This is the first one in 30 years, the first one since Beyond Thunderdome, and I think George Miller is determined to not be your grandfather's action director and make a creaky old action film. And I think he just goes all out. It's a lot of fun, completely wild. It's unlike anything he's done before. The visuals are spectacular. The stunts are great. Not super coherent, but I think it's a great wild ride.
Love the cast here.
Oh, yeah. Charlize Theron as Furiosa. We have Tom Hardy as Mad Max. And, you know, as far as what you're saying about it being cohesive or understandable, Rafer, I have to disagree, because the only thing you have to follow is this is just one chase scene.
That's true.
It is essentially a chase scene that goes for 2 straight hours. And I have to say it was a lot of fun. It's scary. I think this is a very post-apocalyptic, terrifying image of the future. People are essentially animals. Civilization is broken down on such an extreme level. No water, no oil, nothing. And people are fighting for whatever little bits are left. And people are just scary in this movie. The humans are the scariest part. But I really enjoyed it. I thought it was incredible.
Nice. Miller used Ford Furies in the original.
Yes.
To as cars. Any product placements worthy of note here?
None that I could see. It's a lot of custom-made skull steering wheels.
Right. You probably wouldn't want to have your product placed in this movie. Pitch Perfect 2. This has got to be a good one.
Pardon, Bellas. You came here to see us? Is it because you are, what do the American kids say, jelly?
Okay, we didn't come here to start something with you guys. We just wanted to check you out before the world's where we're going to kick your ass.
That's right.
You? You are the kicker of ass?
Yeah.
You are so tiny. Like an elf.
Feminine meets choir. Choir class meets revenge film. What do you think, Kristen?
Well, we're continuing to follow the Bard and Bellas, this college a cappella group of ladies who overcame the odds in the first movie. This time they have to go onto the international stage. That's the big enemy, Das Sound Machine, that they're fighting with right
das
there.
Das Sound Machine,
There's lots of singing, obviously. There's lots of bonding. It doesn't sparkle quite as much as the first. There are some race jokes in particular that fall sort of flat, but there are some great cameos, especially John Hodgman and Barack Obama. So
oh, really?
It's a lot of fun.
And don't forget the Green Bay Packers doing some a cappella country as well, which is fun. I think there are some really inspired moments in this, but I have to say, the ethnic jokes, the endless ethnic jokes, really bugged me. And I felt that it was a very strange thing to include in this film, which is otherwise very sweet-natured. I didn't know why they were there, and I thought a lot of them were very mean-spirited. And that kind of ruined the fun for me.
What was it all about?
Well, there's a lot of jokes about one particular Bard and Bella newcomer is a Guatemalan. And really all she ever does is make jokes about the grinding poverty of her country. At the end of the film, she announces rather blithely, well, I'll probably be deported, which just seems like a really callous wisecrack to make. And there's a lot of humor like that. Indians, Koreans. And it just doesn't belong in this movie, but it really bugged me.
Testing humor that doesn't necessarily fly in Pitch Perfect 2. All right, what's on the podcast, Kristen?
We're launching a new feature called Mystery Date, where we look at those movies that are pushed on you by Netflix, by Hulu, the movies that we don't even know what they are, and we watch one and figure out what it's about.
All right. Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway and co-host of the Movie Date podcast. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and co-host of the Movie Date podcast, the new feature, Mystery Date. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks,
you
John.
You too, John.
The
Takeaway is supported by Squarespace, providing users with tools to create websites for small business or their own personal brand. More information at squarespace.com/takeaway.